Republican candidate for governor Mark Molinaro is on the road this week as his race against Governor Andrew Cuomo picks up steam. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, he and his family are crossing the state looking for votes in an RV.
We need a new governor.
One of the first stops for the family of five, the New York State Fair. Molinaro says this kind of a trip allows him to meet all kinds of New Yorkers.
You go anywhere in the state of New York and most people have two things to say. Lower my property taxes and end corruption.
Molinaro promises he'll do both. His campaign has doubled down particularly on the corruption issue in the wake of convictions of some Cuomo aides and associates on public corruption charges. He says the fact that Cuomo hasn't been accused directly shouldn't distance him from these cases.
He has allowed, he has enabled, and he has benefited from some corrupt practices. And the fact that so many close associates have been found guilty of federal corruption charges suggests, at the very least, he has enabled and allowed this to occur and has no willingness to confront it.
Molinaro's proposing an Albany Accountability Act. It includes term limits, more oversight of state contracts, and bans on political contributions from companies that do business with the state. He has an uphill battle. Polls show the governor with a double-digit lead over Molinaro, who's currently county executive of Dutchess County. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.